Boy, those devices. What would we do without them?
Yeah, my devices are different from those devices, but everybody. So those devices are saving people's sanity, parents. Come on now, be quiet. How many times have you said, just go play on your iPhone? Just go watch a movie. Go play a game.
We're talking to Lincoln last night. He's 4. Goes, let's have some ice cream. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, you can get it on Uber Eats app.
What?
I'm like, okay. He goes,
hold on.
It comes out of your phone. Like, okay.
Welcome to the new world. And the way things are changing right now.
We can get it on the Uber Eats app. And I'm just looking at him like, we can?
Sure you can.
It was just bizarre. I was just like, okay. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of words and phrases that we're all learning. But yeah, for this 4-year-old to have gone there, I'm waiting for him to use phrases like self-isolate or social distancing or stuff like that, because that's what he's growing up with.
Should not know what social distancing is. Hopefully it'll be a distant memory in the not too near future, I hope.
So Lincoln, what are your greatest memories of your childhood? PPE distribution, herd immunity was big important.
I'm worried about MREs. So words in the dictionary, words to live by, new words of 2020.
Oh, they've
out.
Added them.
They're
yeah.
out.
Merriam-Webster.
Thanks.
The first one is self-isolate.
Mm-hmm.
Physical distancing, the practice of maintaining a greater than usual distance between yourself and others. I love this one. Contactless.
Oh, yeah, like the contactless pizza. It's you have an app and you open the drawer and the pizza is there and nobody touched it after it was in the 450-degree oven. That's been slammed down my throat the last 6 weeks. Not that I was paying attention.
Exactly. Not involving contact. Wait, what is this? It's WFH. It's working from home.
Oh, I was like, Renee, we don't say those, but okay.
I kind of panicked when I'm looking.
That
like,
one's fair. You
Wednesday,
can say
Thursday, what? And then PPE, of course.
Yep.
Not PEE.
Nope.
Which they're using now to explain why we need masks, which is very bizarre. But personal protective equipment, forehead thermometer, a doctor who specializes in intensive care. Do you know what that is? An intensivist.
I've never heard that term before.
I have not either.
That's got to be, those people are in England, aren't they? That sounds like an English word.
Merriam-Webster, I don't know. Epidemic curve.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Herd immunity, when a significant proportion of the population has become immune, which cannot happen if everybody is separated, but maybe it's a goal. And then iatrophobia, an intense fear of doctors. Never heard it before, but it's quite interesting.
So flatten the curve, they gave a different term for it, right?
Epidemic curve is what we're trying to flatten. So the curve that we're trying to flatten
is... What are we trying to flatten
it? An epidemic curve.
Are we trying to flatten it or are we trying to run it into a wall?
But you know what I was thinking would make me feel better? Some ice cream from Uber Eats.
Yeah, come on. Dial it up on your phone. Let's get some ice cream.
I wake up listening every day.
Wake up and win. Wake up and laugh. Wake up big.
It's always funny in the morning. It wakes you up.
With the Big Morning Show.
Good way to wake up.
Best way to wake up.
Yeah.
On Big 102.1.